Hello, this is Paddy Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Friday, the 26th of February. Thank you very much for tuning in.
And to anyone who had entered our little Warriors competition by going to triplem.com.au, we've drawn the winner.
Yes, we've got a new segment on Friday. It's called It's Not Just Cricket, or It's Just Not Cricket.
With Justin Avendano, Sydney Sixers BBL champion.
From Terrigal.
And great bloke.
Look, Caitlin Unger from the news, she took part with the Triple M Big Band this morning because her and Ethi, who does production around here, they've sung a number and it's about Prince Harry.
Everyone loves him, unless they don't.
He won't be returning to work as a member of the British royal family.
Yeah. And not getting a buck from the Buckinghams,
no,
is he now?
Because Harry was stripped of his titles, the Honorary Air Commandant of RAF Hornington, or Honington, I should say, and Commander-in-Chief of Small Ships and Diving for the Royal Navy.
Yes.
And because the Prince served in the British Army for a decade and has close bond with the military, founded the Invictus Games competition for wounded troops. And on ITV this week, they spoke to with one of his former Army pals, Martin Compton.
Yeah, I always wondered about royals serving in the army, whether or not they just stood there and some people saluted them, or whether they actually
special treatment,
got
whether
their
they,
hands dirty.
Well, I think Harry got
But they
his,
did. Yes, no, they did.
And this is what Martin said, whether Harry will miss the army thing.
Yeah, he was very passionate about what he'd done. He'd obviously served his time, so anyone that served time has deserved what they've got, you know, and to have that taken away is it's going to be a massive ordeal for him. It's a big thing that he's done, and personally, it's just hopefully it's, you know, it's worth it for him.
Yeah. So
jeez,
that's,
I tell you what, you know what, when you hear it like that.
Yeah, I know, but you know what people are saying?
My heart opens up a bit for poor old Haz.
But people are saying, Harry, it's your own fault. That's well, what they're, that's
you
what kinda, they're saying.
You kind of did say, take it away.
That's what, yeah, Triple M Big Band, come on in.
And Megs went to LA, left the other royals do the work. He spent the year in the US, didn't like the work stress. From that time, he's kissed the perks goodbye. Don't blame it on William, don't blame it on Prince Charles, don't blame it on Andrew, blame it on Harry, don't blame it on Edward, don't blame it on Camilla, don't blame it on your nan. Blame it on Harry. Now you've lost your titles from all the institutions that you used to love and quite adored. You've changed your life completely. Now you've left the family, so you must say goodbye to all the perks. Don't blame it on William. Don't blame it on Prince Charles. Don't blame it on Andrew. Blame it on Harry. Camilla, don't blame it on your nan, blame it on Harry.
See the New Zealand Warriors kickstart the 2021 NRL season at Central Coast Stadium this March. Tickets at ticketek.com.au.
This is Paddy and Rob Palmer's Little Warriors.
Yeah, we can't wait. Oh, this is so good.
We've been looking forward to this for a while now.
Over the last couple of weeks, we've been saying to you, do you want the New Zealand Central Coast Warriors?
Yes.
We're catching up with them next Tuesday, actually.
Correct.
Tell me more about that.
And we've told you to go to triplem.com.au and register your rugby league team, your junior team.
Yeah. And the New Zealand Warriors could be coaching your side. It is now time to announce the winner.
And we've got with us now the coach of the Berkeley Vale Panthers under-13s, Michael Fitzsimmons. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Mike.
How you going, fellas?
Yeah, good, buddy. Mate, well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mate, New Zealand Central Coast Warriors will be coaching the Berkeley Vale Panthers under-13s. How good is that, mate?
Mate, brilliant. How good?
Mate, how's the team? The team must be gearing up. Must be training now for the start of the season.
Mate, yes, we started training through the week. We took the boys down to North Shelley Beach on Wednesday. They're a bit sore after their first one, but we're back training again this afternoon.
Right.
So,
how hard are you flogging 13-year-olds? I remember beach training. It was more of a laugh, I think, in the under-13s. They're taking it seriously by the sounds of things.
Oh, mate, we got one of the dads, Steve. He's training fitness. He loves his fitness, mate, so I just kick back and watch while he's got him on the beach. So.
Hey, how do they go in under-12s, Michael?
Mate, we ran two teams in the under-12s last year. We struggled to have two teams on the field. Being a tight little club, we are at Bertley Vale. We had the younger team the year below us back us up. So I think the 12-3s didn't get a win up, but us under 12-2s, which I coached, we got one game before the semi-finals. We just missed down by a point, I think it was.
Well, I reckon the New Zealand Warriors are good for at least three wins. They get them down for a training. The boys will grow about 10 inches and about 50 kilos a man.
Well, mate, you wait, you see one of our front rowers. He's about 6 foot and 100 kilos for a 13-year-old boy, so I think he'll fit right in the Warriors.
The Warriors might bloody sign him.
I don't mind. They've signed themselves a couple of new forwards. I think they're doing all right.
Yeah, mate, that's going to be so good. And look, we can guarantee, we bet the Warriors, they'll bring some stuff for the boys. It'll be so good just to have the New Zealand Warriors coaching the Bertie Vale under-13s, mate.
Oh, mate, it's going to be great for the boys. I think it's something the boys are never going to forget.
No, they won't. It'll stay with them forever. The day they got trained by professional players, they're going to love it.
100% they will.
Yeah, well done to Michael and all the team. Bertie Vale Panthers under-13s.
Did I just hear you say to Michael then that we guarantee that they'll bring something down?
Of course they will.
Look, so
what I mean is they'll bring their boots and their jerseys. They'll bring something in. Surely they will.
You'd be good for the dead as a Queenslander. Guarantee everything, wouldn't you?
And if you want to see the New Zealand Central
Coast
Warriors...
Come here to get your loans guaranteed by Paddy Gerard.
If you want to see the New Zealand Central Coast Warriors, they're playing 6th of March. That's their first match at the stadium here, Paddy and Rob Stadium.
Paddy guarantees it.
And that is against the Titans and the following Friday against Newcastle. So get your tickets, tickettech.com.au. Season launch for the Bertie Vale Club 2 is on Saturday, 6th of March at Bertie Vale Oval, welcoming current and new players. Get aboard, get amongst it.
Guaranteed. Well, just sit down because I know this might upset
I'm
you.
I'm sitting down.
And I don't want to upset you.
Nah. I'm a bit cranky today, hey? I'm a bit cranky.
No, that's right. Okay. But someone's come out on TikTok and... I don't know, people have a lot of time on their hands, but this particular actress or actor, who's a female, and... Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, you do love her. Yeah. You know, she's your get-out-of-jail-free card, look, Jennifer Aniston.
If I was given a hall pass...
That would be the one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's not all apples.
Are you trying to say she's not all...
No,
she's cracked
just,
up to be?
Well, someone's come up with a little thing that she does that's no one's ever picked up before.
Like, there's an idiosyncrasy.
Yeah, like a tick.
Yeah,
and
right.
Once you see it, you can't sort of, or hear it, you can't unhear it.
Right,
Every time she starts a sentence, if you're watching Friends, she starts every sentence, she has this little thing. Yeah.
Clears the throat.
Yeah.
Watch. All right, okay, here we go. Let's discredit her now. Oh. That all right, because I'm...
Action. What?
What a facetious person you are.
No, it's not me.
Oh, it's probably just she's clearing her throat before she's talking.
She's nervous. When she meets you eventually, she's going to go, Paddy, hello.
Oh, leave Jennifer Aniston alone, you big meanie.
It's not fair.
It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
Oh, you know you made it when you got an opener.
I know. How about this?
Justin Avendano from Terrigal, BBL champion for this year. Good morning, mate. Welcome.
How are we doing? Thanks for having me.
Welcome, mate. What do you got there? What you didn't need to bring money in for this?
Yeah, I got a little bit of money. I heard Paddy's in some debt.
Oh, yes!
I just thought I'd transfer over to you because I don't think he's going to give it to you. So.
From you to me. Yeah. Thanks, Justin.
Don't let him corrupt you.
Unbelievable.
Giving him the money today, Justin Avendano, for that bet that we had last
week.
Paddy,
you're a Queenslander. Let's not... Short and sweeten this up. And Queensland do owe $30 million and $50 if we count your 50. Mate. So Justin's just coming.
With a little bit of Justin. Little bit of cap. Justin, don't let him. He will hoodwink you, mate. He will lead you down
That's
the
right.
garden.
Thanks, Justin.
Day one, it's all over already.
Yeah, yeah, mate.
There's a New South Welshman bailing out of Queenslander. What a gesture.
Hey, mate, what happened yesterday? Australia v New Zealand game two of the cricket. We were left devastated.
Yeah, it was a really good game, actually. It was New Zealand. They have quite small ovals, so it's always exciting for the batsmen. It's very tough for the bowlers, but it was a shame to fall four runs short, but that's just the way it is. New Zealand have been really good the last couple of years, and I think they're showing why.
And falling short, sometimes when you do come short and you don't know the details, but that last over, it was all on, wasn't it? Like, we were in the hunt.
Yeah, I think we needed maybe 16 off the last over and 9 off the last two balls, and Stoinis took the strike, hit a couple of sixes, and then just fell a couple of runs short, which was a shame.
And, mate, everyone's talking, and you got a bit of details on him, about Australian Daniel Sams.
He's got one of the great stories. So he never had a state contract up until about 3 years ago, started playing BBL then became the leading wicket taker, now playing for Australia. He was a PT only a couple of years ago.
What's a PT?
Personal trainer.
Personal trainer.
This is who you're working with. See, this is who you're working with. Any acronym, I've got to explain.
So, what's a KNOB, Paddy Gerard? Just spell it.
He's
just worked out what NAB is today.
Anyway, so
PT. So Daniel, mate, he's
personal trainer.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah. He's doing absolutely remarkable. So it's really good to see him doing well.
And so, mate, how did he progress? What was the story behind it?
Mate, so he was honestly just playing in the academies with myself for the Sixers and Thunder Academies. And then we both actually got picked up at the same time. And then he obviously went on to bigger and better things now playing for Australia. But he's just worked so hard as a bowler and then develop his batting as a second string. And you saw last night that he hit maybe 45 off maybe 15 balls playing for Australia. So he's really come a long way from where he was 3 years ago.
That's big time, isn't it? That's a lot of runs off 15 balls.
Yeah, he's a strong boy. I think he's got the highest vertical leap in Australia. So it's your jump test in training. So he's got the highest vertical leap in Australia.
He should be playing AFL.
He's pretty fit and strong.
Could he play AFL?
He could do anything. He's a freak.
He's really?
he's extremely talented human being.
Hey, man, there's other cricket going on as well in England. England v India.
Yeah, India-England match. It was over in 2 days. It was an absolute dust bowl over there.
2 days, who won it?
India did. They just spin to win. Open with spin bowlers. England were 3 for none, I think, in the second day.
Is this the same team that we bowled all out for 40 runs or something in Australia, not recent?
Yeah. So over there, their wickets are completely different, though. Like, they're absolute dust bowls. So there's pretty much no pace took a wicket, I think, the whole test match. Maybe one wicket by pace or two.
So the Poms are useless.
Yeah, that's what we're going to go with.
So okay, good. All right.
Yeah. Apology to Dave from Woongarra, our Pommy listener. Sorry about that. Poms are useless.
Yeah, the complaints line's open.
Watch him win 5-0 next summer against us.
Now, I know you're a golfing nut, and you go right to having a whack. Mate, what about Tiger Woods?
Be nice, Gerard.
Oh, I always say I have a whack. Off the green. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
mate, were you devoed when you read about Tiger Woods or heard about Tiger Woods with that car accident?
Yeah, I had about 10 messages early in the morning. I was trying to sleep. I was like, oh, who's messaging me? I'm going to put that away. And then, you know, my missus is calling me about golf, something's wrong. And she said, oh, Tiger's been in an accident. And I don't know what it is. It's like anything. You just sink. Anything where you're a fan, even you see a high sports person like him, it just doesn't settle with you the right way. Yeah. But it looks like he's come through the other end. He's finished all his surgeries. He's had a couple of compound fractures to his right leg, shattered ankle. So all the surgery is complete for now. So hopefully it won't be too long till he's back.
That's right.
But 45, can he come back? Like, he's had his back problems.
Well, he's been doubted a lot previously with all his back problems. So I've never lost faith in him. So hopefully, probably needs a little bit more time with this one.
See, Paddy, he has a really powerful mind, and the mind is half the game. And you could learn a lot from this guy.
Every day.
When he comes back, it's a mind game, okay?
But we spoke to a bloke, Marcus McCarg, in LA yesterday, and he was saying because the leg was the opposite leg, which you put all your pressure on when you swing, so he said that could be advantageous to him in the recovery.
Well, I have a few golf pro mates, and they actually said the exact same thing. Yeah. So
when Paddy swings, his pressure's on the other leg altogether.
And finally, now you are getting, we have spoken over the last couple of months to you, the wedding. How's the wedding plans going? Is it still on target?
It's still going ahead. All she told me to do was to show up. So I've done absolutely nothing for this wedding.
Although you did have a discussion about dates early on, didn't you, mate?
Yeah, so it is true. So the wedding venue told us, we have the 10th of April free. When would you like to go? And I said, no, that doesn't work for me. My missus sort of gave me a strange look. And I was like, babe, that's Masters weekend. Like, I'm not going to miss the golf. You know, neither do my mates.
Every marriage needs honesty right from the get-go. So,
24th of April, it's all going ahead.
All right, mate, we'll be there. If there's a free food and drink package, we'll be there. Justin Avendano, thank you for coming in, mate. We look forward to speaking to you next Friday as we do our little segment, It's Not Just Cricket, with BBL champion from Terrigal. Thanks for coming in, Justin.
Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah.
This is the news that doesn't make the news that should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes. Good morning, Robert. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Patrick.
It was in lockdown last year that we all became accustomed to Tiger King. I loved it.
Oh, that
you
crazy
didn't like
lunatic.
It, didn't you? You didn't like it, did
no,
you?
No, I didn't want to watch some guy keeping tigers in a backyard
zoo. Hang on. If you missed the Tiger King, part of the Netflix series.
They have a heart and a soul and a mind. I've learned from them. But Carol Baskin keeps saying, I can't have these tigers.
If he ever had an enemy in his life, it was Carol Baskin.
Yeah, Carol Baskin. And so the Tiger King's now in the slammer. But now, with the one-year anniversary of the Netflix sensation approaching on March 20, it seems like we could be in for more madness. Apparently, Netflix has confirmed.
No.
Yeah.
Well, far out. Honestly, they're going to put him back on.
It could be.
No surprise. I mean, Seven have put Chappelle Corby on Dancing with the Stars.
Look, Netflix hasn't confirmed any plans for a sequel, but some of the cast from the original series have been making pretty explicit allegations. And we'll be getting season two pretty soon. So that'll be good. Looking forward to that.
All right.
There we go. Tiger King.
I really did enjoy it.
I really, really did.
Well, now for real news.
Yeah, what do you got for us, sir?
Well, it was Thursday, 11 a.m. yesterday. Police were called to a residence in Garbutt, unfortunately.
Garbutt. In Queensland.
In Queensland. There was a report a 30-year-old man had threatened his neighbour with a gun, right? The neighbourhood was absolutely sent into lockdown. Police blocked off all the surrounding roads. They issued emergency declaration. Locals had to avoid the area. The dog squad was called in. It was just full on. And they were there for ages. They were pretty sure the guy was in the house because they could hear this from inside. Now you're knocking on the door. Look at his head, Dave.
Sure he's in there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's him. We're pretty sure that's him.
Yeah,
they were there for ages. Then finally, after 7 hours and a whole heap of hoo-ha, they've stormed the building. Bang, in they go. A big constable out the back. Dave, what's going on? Anyone there? Now there's nobody
home. Oh, no.
7 hours of lockdown, no one home. Imagine that had something on the slow cooker.
I reckon that would happen. I reckon that would happen a bit, mate. I really do.
No one home.
Seriously. And still with the coppers, a number of senior cops have expressed growing concern over the continued trend of NRL footballers making gangster rap signs after scoring tries in post match photos.
Do they know it's a gangster rap sign?
I wouldn't have a clue. No. They might think they're SHAs. But see, with my big fat sausage fingers, I can't go west side, east side. I can't even get them around. And because they're all deformed, you wouldn't even know what I'm doing. Yeah, like that. Like, I just think two fingers in the air.
Ever. Yeah, I just did that with my fingers.
Whatever. So, all eyes apparently this coming season will be on superstars who in the past have unwittingly made such gestures, which are associated with some of Sydney's street gangs. There's no suggestion that players are involved in gang activities.
I've got no idea what they're doing. It's better than up yours.
Yeah, exactly, mate.
Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and start to date.
Of course, why wouldn't you?